First, your reaction to the Raiders' relocation to Vegas. I know you played a lot of great games there. Is it bittersweet? What is your reaction?
Oakland was always a, you know, unique place to go play, and you know, they had a great following there, obviously. But you know, times change, and obviously the, you know, it'll be interesting playing in Las Vegas too. I mean, I know the stadium looks beautiful there, and so we're looking forward to that too. But you know, we'll miss Oakland. You know, played half my career in L.A. and then the other half up in Oakland, and we've been playing there lately. So, but they, like I said, we'll miss Oakland.
Could it be a bizarre situation with them going to Las Vegas but playing in Oakland for a year or two, as they proposed?
Yeah, I mean, that's never easy, having been in a situation when we played in Houston when they were moving to Tennessee, and it was, you know, a unique situation. It's tough for the people in Oakland, I'm sure, to see their team leaving, but you know, maybe they'll take advantage of the last couple of years that they have and support them while they're there. But it's never easy.
Still a lot of speculation about Romo. Have there been any discussions here?
Nope. Same old thing. He's still under contract for the Cowboys.
Where do you stand on your quarterback position now that it's getting closer to the draft? You know, with Kaepernick last year, you get to a point where you kind of drew a line in the sand and move forward.
Well, and like we've said, we really feel good about the two young ones that we have. And, you know, Trevor did a good job for us last year. Paxton was young. So, you know, the plan is to stay the course there and see what's available in the draft. And, you know, so we'll go from there. But, you know, we like both. And, you know, Paxton was the first rounder last year for a reason. And so, you know, and then Trevor came in and played very well. So it'll be a great competition between them in the spring.
John, with Paxton, where is he? Have you had some talks with him? Kind of how is he in his development?
You know, he's fine. We haven't done anything this offseason, so there's nothing's changed from the end of the year till now. So that'll all start working. I know he's been working down in Florida with a coach and working on some technique things. And so so he's down there working hard. And, you know, once we get the offseason program, when we can get their hands on him, when it's legal to get our hands on him, you know, they'll be back. He'll be back in town, and I'm sure looking forward to him having a good offseason.
Where's Trevor stand? Because he thought maybe about this time he'd know where he is with that shoulder. Is he expecting him to be ready, or do you know
for the season?
No, for the OTAs, like when he might.
You know, I think it's still nip and tuck. We'll have to see where he is, but I have not had an update from Greg for a couple weeks. So
we used to always ask you about Peyton and how many conversations y'all have, how often you talk. But with a couple of young guys, I know last year they were just trying to figure it all out. Do you think you'll find yourself maybe having a few more football conversations with them?
Well, I mean, it's always, you know, it's always dangerous when you have a quarterback hearing too many different things from too many different, you know, directions. And so it's always important that, you know, he hears it from really one voice or two voices. That's usually the quarterback, coach, and the coordinator, or even if, depending on where the head coach is, the head coach. And so, you know, I do a lot of, talking with, you know, McCoy and Musgrave and those guys can communicate to Paxton through them. So last thing you do is, in my belief, have too many voices in his ear.
There seems to be some lost perspective that you've been in the playoffs 5 or 6 years, won a Super Bowl, been in a Super Bowl, and this left tackle thing's taken on a life of its own.
Yeah.
Where are you with that, and do you still feel comfortable that as time plays out that you're going to find a solution
there? Yeah, we'll have a solution. Just don't, you know, it's not fixed yet. It doesn't have to be fixed yet. So we'll continue to work on it. We're aware of that problem, you know, we'll continue to work on it. So we'll do the best thing, you know, big picture-wise for the Broncos.
Is part of that some guys could be available after the draft when teams fill needs, that you're able to kind of sift through other options that we don't readily see now?
Yeah, there's always options, you know, and I think that, you know, some are better than others, obviously. And so it's, you know, it's kind of funny how as soon as one option comes available, that's the fix. You know, we still have many months in front of us to do the best we can to fill that, and that's what we'll do.
I imagine you always have fun at these deals, but how different has the league meetings been for you now as part of the competition committee, having to be here longer and really sitting through all these meetings?
Well, I mean, it's you know, it's a commitment to the competition committee, but it's also, I'm proud to be on it, and you know, it has a lot to do with the direction of the game, and so you know, it's been good. I've enjoyed it, but it is an extensive process going through this whole thing, and you know, talking through all the rule changes, bylaw changes, and points of emphasis, and all those type things. So, but it's been very interesting being on it.
Where do you stand on that proposed leave or ban, especially after Justin Simmons' big play last season?
Yeah, you know, obviously it helped us. And so I was, you know, I like the play, but understand, you know, where we've eventually got as far as the committee, as far as player safety, and that was the most important thing. So, you know, it would take one bad injury on that play for us, you know, if we hadn't done something about it to So it felt pretty bad. So I think, you know, it was the right move in the right direction.
Are you knee-deep into the draft stuff now? And have you thought about that first round, like playmaker versus other
positions? Well, we've seen everybody already once, but really our draft meetings will start when we get back. So it starts Monday when we get back next week. And we'll kick into high gear and as far as the draft meetings go.
We haven't seen you since DeMarcus Ware officially announced his retirement. What was that like for you?
Well, I was a little bit surprised because last conversation I had with him was he wanted to play. And so, I think DeMarcus is, what he did for the Broncos, how we played, the type of person he was, what he did in the community was tremendous. And so, if DeMarcus, felt like it was time to retire, that's always a tough decision to make. But I'm happy for him because he's walked away healthy.
Two more for John. Did anyone ever steal your Super Bowl jerseys? Do you got them all still?
I think I do. I'm not exactly sure where they are. They're so long ago. It wasn't that big a deal back then, but I've got them somewhere.